Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
They call you Lady Luck.
Luck. Luck be a lady.
But there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date.
Yeah. All right, it's Conway Show on KFI AM 640. That was one of the runner-ups, Lady Luck. And then another runner-up was Elvis Presley, Viva Las Vegas. But we decided to go with Don Kashane and also Candyman, Sammy Davis Jr. So two great songs.
Oh, I can't wait for that Candyman.
Great night. That's going to be great. Yeah. And all the kids know that, too. You know, the Candyman can. All right, Don Kashane first. That's a Wayne Newton song. Crozier was fortunate enough to see Wayne Newton in person when his wife was pregnant. She was pregnant with Sydney?
Yes.
Wow, 19 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. And did you ever see Sammy Davis Jr.?
No.
Yeah.
No, I probably wasn't. I've seen Tom Jones.
Tim, you seen Sammy Davis Jr.?
Mm. I never did. My dad, for people just tuning in, Tim Conway, my dad played in Vegas at Caesar's Palace. He opened for the Pointer Sisters, was one of them. And then he opened for Sonny Bono. And I believe he opened for Carol Burnett. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But I remember he was at Caesar's Palace, and he was opening for the Pointer Sisters. And he was there for 2 months. They had like an eight-week run. And on one of his days off, he said, hey, there's a new band over at the MGM. Do you want to go see them? And I was only, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11 years old. I said, yeah, you know, let's go over there. So we went over to the MGM and, you know, got ourselves a nice table with my brothers, my sister. Lights go down. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jackson 5. And it was like
a new band.
Yeah. And it was, they heard of them, but they were just making, you know, a big, huge splash. And Michael Jackson was the little tiny child on stage. He must have been, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old. How old would Michael Jackson be right now? Do you remember? I mean, do you remember what year he was born?
Hmm.
Let me try to...
63?
Is that right?
Well, let's look.
Approximately 63.
What do you mean approximately?
58.
58? All right. He was born in August of 1958. He was born in 58, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he would have been...
He died at age 50 in 2009. So it's 12 years ago. So 62?
62.
Okay. Oh, 61 because it's not August yet.
All right. So if I saw him in 1970, I don't know, maybe 71. Right. So he was 12 or 13. Yeah. He was about 12 or 13 years old.
62. Yeah. He'd be 62.
That's wild.
Wow. Did you, like, did it make an impression on you then? Were you, like, blown away? Was the audience blown away?
I don't know. That's the first time I saw it. I was 12, and that's the first time I walked by a crap table. I think that would have made more of an impression. Like, ooh, what's that? Where are all these guys yelling at that table? All those guys seem to be really thrilled with what's going on over there. But it was cool to see, the Jackson 5 in Vegas, you know. And they had an unbelievable act. And they did, like, 90 minutes. It was great. It was really cool. All right. Let's go with the Ding Dong sing-along, Don Kashane, and also Candyman. We'll start with Duncan Shane, though. Whee! All right, Zach, take it away. Here we go. Good luck, everybody.
And to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Duncan Shane, darling Duncan Shane, thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony, was the place we meet. Second seat, Gold Dutch Street, you were sweet, Duncan Shane.
When he did that live in concert, he would bring out a ukulele and play that because he was famous for playing a ukulele.
Well, that's neat. Right?
And he played the fastest version you could possibly play just to get through it.
Yeah, to get the hell out of
it. Yeah, he was playing. He was like, Donk Shane, Donk Shane. And it was like, oh, is that it?
I don't know how people in Vegas, you know, because everybody in that room was smoking, right? And these guys, they got to come out and do those, you know,
that's a good point.
30 songs in that dry desert. Yeah. Atmosphere and everyone's smoking. And I don't know how they did it day in and day out.
Yeah.
Like after that Duncan Shane song just now, I thought I was going to pass out.
He's yeah, only 21 when he sang that thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great song. You know what Duncan Shane means? Goodbye. Anybody?
No.
I think so. Thanks.
It does. Yeah. It means thanks. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, but you can't jump in like that, Bellio.
That's what I thought it was, but then you made me question.
Yeah, Bellio at the end. Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah. What you guys said is right. Yeah. Yeah, means thank you.
Well, in the song, it says, I said thank you for. So, Duncan Shane, oh, darling Duncan Shane, I said thank you. No? Anyone?
What is that? It has to do with us.
But... What? Yeah.
He says Duncan Shane.
Who's she talking to in there?
I don't know.
No, he's Duncan Shane, darling Duncan Shane.
Seeing me again.
I'd love to know the familiarity with that song for Juwan and Zach.
Oh, yeah. You guys, have you ever heard that song before?
First time.
Had no clue.
No way. Wow. You'd never heard that song before?
Never.
Was it horrible for you? Was it bad?
I mean, it was fun hearing Bellio.
Yeah, Bellio knocks it out. What about Candyman? Have you heard that song, right?
I mean, we played snippets last night, but not really.
Oh, wow.
And Juwan doesn't know
it. Yeah, we'll see if I know Candyman.
Okay, no, you definitely know it. You know, your great-grandparents used to play it. All right, let's hit it.
Great-grandparents.
Well, that's what every time we talked about we talked about Stevie Wonder. I'm like, oh, do you like that song? He goes, oh, yeah, my grandparents used to listen to that.
Should we do it after the break?
Oh, yeah, right, okay, we got to take a break. Okay, all right, good clock management.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Bellio says we got to hold off. All right, Candyman, we come back. That's a great song by Sammy Davis Jr.
bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set
KMI
my
AM
soul
640 Conway Show. This is going to wrap up our Las Vegas week with the Ding Dong Sing-Along. And the song is Candyman by Sammy Davis Jr. Great song. And kids know it. Adults know it. And Zach and Juwan and Zach, they don't know it, right?
They do not.
Clueless.
Juwan, you've never heard like your grandparents?
Nope, never.
Really? Mm-mm. Wow. Man, they kept you from something cool, dude. I don't know if they did that purposely, but I'd talk to them about it.
They're probably familiar with the movie, maybe? Horror movie, Candyman?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Same thing, right? Ding dong.
Exact same thing.
Yeah. That came out in this year, didn't it? Mm-mm. 2021. Mm-mm. Yep, Candyman.
Nope. Yeah.
All right.
Actually, yes. This year, August 27th, there's a new version of the Candyman movie.
I'll be in the hall and the at the apology desk. Maybe want to stop by.
That's on me, Conway.
By Jordan Peele too.
I'll pop that table open. Start lining up. All right. Here it is, the Candyman with Sammy Davis Jr. Ding dong. Let's roll.
Candyman.
Yes. Candyman. All right, everybody.
All right, everybody. Gather around. The Candyman is here. Now, what kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate malt candy, gumdrops,
anything you want.
You've come to the right man because I'm the Candyman.
Here we go. Boom.
Who can take the sunrise? Sprinkle it with dew. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman, the Candyman, ooh, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sign, soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman, the Candyman, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
The world taste good.
The Candyman makes everything nice, satisfying and delicious.
Now you talk about your childhood wishes.
You can even eat the dishes. Separate the sorrel and collect them all the cream. The Candyman, the Candyman, ooh, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who can take tomorrow? Dip it in a dream. Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman. The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Yes, the Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
What a great week.
You know, that song was on the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's what it says here.
Oh, makes sense.
It wasn't in the book. The lyrics weren't in the book, but it says, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Specifically, it was written specifically for the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie.
That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense, right?
It makes total sense. Yeah. I just don't remember
it's about candy, the songs about candy.
I remember Gene Wilder saying some of the lyrics, but I don't remember that he sang them. I vaguely remember something like that.
What was the big song from Willy Wonka? What was the main song? I got a golden ticket.
Loompa,
I got a golden ticket. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oompa, oompa, loompa doo.
I've got another riddle for you.
What do you get?
I think it's a riddle. I don't think it's a rectal. It's a riddle.
I didn't say that.
That's Candyman.
All right. I'm okay if I'm more with Crozier. I thought I heard you.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew?
Oh, this is from Willy Wonka.
It's when they were getting the chocolate bars at the beginning at the store. It's the guy behind the counter.
It's a Candyman.
The Candyman can.
Candyman can.
Candyman can. Posse mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Kind of cool. And then the other big hit from that movie was I Got the Golden Ticket.
Oh, yeah, right.
I got a golden ticket.
Did you realize how many songs came from that people would know? It's crazy.
What are some other ones?
I don't know what that
is. Oh, sorry.
Was that you?
That was me playing the Candyman trailer. Oh, no, that was Galaxy Quest, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, just in here playing sci-fi music during the break. But what if, let me see.
Waiting for the ad to go through. 3, 2, 1. This is a whole thing.
Is this the I Got a Golden Ticket?
No, this is
Come
the.
Oh, yeah, I remember that song, sure.
In a world of your imagination, take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
Oh, what a great song.
Right? He was so brilliant in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
To me, the best thing he's ever done. I mean, he did some amazing things, Gene Wilder, but.
In the world of my creation. What we'll see.
I love how this movie had kind of a dark edge to it.
Yeah, that darkness, that like when they were in the tunnel in the boat and stuff.
Yeah, and just his opinion of children in general.
Yeah, yeah, he made his whole life off children. And he hates them. Yeah, he just thinks they're all awful people.
There you go.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doopa-dee-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at getting terribly fat?
Yeah, that's another song everyone will remember. Here's another one.
I never had a chance to shine.
There
never
is.
A happy song to sing. But suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing. Cause I've got a golden ticket. It's ours, Charlie. I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury.
Golden ticket, right?
That's it, man.
I got a golden ticket.
I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
Cause I've got a golden ticket.
I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
You know, I always thought it was weird, even when I saw that movie as a kid.
Go ahead.
That the grandparents all lived in the same bed.
Oof.
You know, foot to face, you know, four of them. And then
feet
I thought.
Feet to head, feet to head.
Yeah. And then I thought it was weird where Charlie gets the golden ticket and then the old man is dancing around like he did all the hard work to get that ticket.
I love the people that criticize. They go, wait. You can walk? Wait, you can dance? You've been sitting in that bed all this time?
That's such a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
That is really cool, man. All right. Yeah, if you've not seen it, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Cool movie. Really, really, really decent. All right. A rare Ring of Fire eclipse. Yeah, we got to find out. Did this happen or is it going to happen this weekend?
Early risers in the east were singing that great Johnny Cash song today, Ring of Fire, as the sun, earth, and moon aligned for what was called the Ring of Fire eclipse. These are some of the spectacular shots. The best views were in the northeast, U.S., Canada, and Greenland. But it was also seen in parts of Europe, Russia, and Asia. The moon blocked out the center of the sun to create that blazing fringe of sunlight in New York City. It was seen as a partial eclipse, a crescent sun, if you will.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, right? I guess if you're up in the North Pole, you really saw it. It was really
It first kind of was visible, I think it said in Ontario, and then it just worked its way eastward over Greenland, over the North Pole, and then eventually over Siberia.
Yeah, and now they have, you know, back when, you know, when I was younger and they had an eclipse, they knew it was going to happen, but they didn't, you know, they couldn't tell you exactly, you know, where to stand to see it in the best light. But now they have animation where they can pinpoint like down to the exact, you know, 5 feet of wherever you're standing.
Wow.
And how it's going to look from where you're standing. You know, somebody spent a lot of time on that. All right. There's buyer's remorse out there for you youngins. 2/3, nearly 67%. Of millennials have buyer's remorse for the home that they bought. Isn't that wild? And 67% are like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have bought.
Housing market is red hot, but some recent home buyers say that they have regrets after their purchase. A new survey by Bankrate.com found millennials in particular are more likely to rush into a purchase, which could lead them to settle for properties that might not be to their liking. Home buyers in the 25 to 40 year old range often buy properties that don't fit their budget or suit their needs. It's become a seller's market, and some buyers are actually bidding on homes with no contingencies in order to beat out other would-be buyers.
Wow. Man, that's a mistake. Bill, no contingencies.
Bill Seward, who just moved to Texas, he was telling me how they were looking for houses down there, and there were tons of people that are buying houses down there, sight unseen.
Really?
Not even looking at the houses, and just buying them.
Well, you know, out where you live, there are people that, there are people being turned down by realtors who are buyers. Yeah. They're cash buyers in the Inland Empire who are being turned down by realtors because the realtors don't need more buyers. They need more sellers.
Yep.
And somebody who works here at the station put a bid in for a house. It was a $700,000 home, and they put a bid in at $810,000, thinking, you know, and they had the money. That's a shoo-in, right? They'll get it.
Yeah.
They got outbid. It was a $700,000 house. They put a bid in at $810,000, and they got outbid, and the home sold for $840,000. Wow! I mean, who is that kind of? How does that happen? And it was all of them were cash buyers too. Who has $840,000 that they can just put into a house and then still have money to either fix it up or eat, you know, dinner? Who has that kind of cash? But I guess people are making money on the stock market, you know, hand over fist.
Dogecoin.
Yeah, we got all those, you know, AMC. Yeah, exactly. But there are some, you know, GameStop went up today. GameStop has gone up. I don't remember exactly what it was, but GameStop went up. There were some other ones of interest that went up, but the highest stock that made the most amount of money today was Zoom. I thought Zoom was over. Went up almost $20. GameStop went up $13. AMC. You could have bought AMC for $1.91 a share in January. AMC today closed at $49.40.
Wow.
Jack in the Box up at $120. Home Depot. I mean, all these things are near or very close to record highs. MGM. SeaWorld. SeaWorld.
All those places that people are going to go right back to. Yeah. I still say that I think AMC's got it. That's a bubble that people buy now, but get out quick, I think.
But who would have guessed SeaWorld was anything?
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, back a year ago, let me see what it was a year ago. Or not a year ago, but when it was, you know, in the toilet. It was $9 a share. The lowest was about $8 or $9 a share for SeaWorld. And that closed at $55.50 today.
That's amazing.
$9. And who would have guessed, right? people are still going to SeaWorld.
I'm hearing more and more that the regulators are looking at, you know, these wild fluctuations and the influence that guys like Elon Musk are having just by a simple tweet.
It's crazy.
It's like, I don't know what they can do about that, but they say they're trying to figure out something to kind of level this stuff out.
What can they do, though?
Right.
You know, like nothing. All right, very good. We're live on KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Isn't that the Lamar Odom fight tonight? With Aaron Carter?
It happened already.
It happened?
Yeah, it happened.
Who, did it happen tonight?
Yep.
Let me guess who won. Aaron Carter, who's 6 feet. He's probably about 31, 32 years old. And he probably weighs 140 pounds. Or Lamar Odom, who's 6'8" and weighs 220. My guess is, how many rounds was it scheduled for? Was it 4 rounds?
That I'm not sure about.
Did Lamar Odom kick his ass?
Absolutely positive.
Knocked him out in the second round.
Wow. Well, I mean, look, they would have never sanctioned that as a fight. I mean, the guy weighs, you never see a fight where a guy weighs 100 pounds more than his opponent. And I imagine.
He just looks twice his size.
Oh, he's huge.
He's just this behemoth over this little dude.
Yeah, that's wild.
And the headline says, Lamar Odom records very sad TKO of Aaron Carter.
Oh, well, Aaron Carter was talking crap about Lamar Odom. He's saying he's going to knock him out for sure. Lamar Odom almost died, right? Didn't he almost die in the chicken ranch or somewhere up in?
He had, I think, numerous strokes.
Wow, man, he's really come back.
He really has. That's great. He's a very sweet man.
Yeah, you know him, right?
I've met him several times. He's really a sweet person.
Did he play for the Lakers when?
Yeah.
When you were there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a really cool dude.
He,
huh?
He does come across as just this very sort of kind of soft. Natured guy.
He really is, and he's super generous.
Right, and he has lifelong friends. If you're a friend of Lamar Odom, mm-hmm. you're a friend forever.
Yes.
I remember that reality show that he did. That was kind of cool.
I don't know what you're...
What, LeVar? Lamar?
I don't know.
You went with Chloe?
Yeah, with Chloe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he also had a, like, remember there was a controversy there where Chloe tried to get him, you know, to stop hanging out with his buddies. And he's like, no, those are my buddies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember early in his career, I think before he got hooked up with all that sort of stuff, and he got suspended for pot from the NBA for a little
while.
Oh,
really? With the Clippers.
Really?
Yeah. And that was when I had season tickets to the Clippers.
Oh,
and
man.
We would be at games, and they would be playing, and people in the stands would just scream out, do it for Odom! It was the funniest thing.
who else was fighting tonight in the new boxing world, which is just now celebrities? That's wild. All right. Well, go home and watch it. But Lamar Odom, I guess, knocked his ass out in the second round. I don't know how you get knocked out in a fight like that. Everybody has huge gloves and they, I imagine they're wearing headgear. There's no way they're not.
They look like they're just always just throwing haymakers.
Yeah.
Just whang, 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 just hoping for
were
one
they wearing,
to connect.
Were they both wearing headgear?
Yes, they were. They were.
Oh, yeah, they were.
6'10 and Carter's 6 foot.
Right. That fight would never be sanctioned anywhere in the world.
And right. Odom used his long arms and just a lot of body blows.
And knocked him out. I mean, TKO or really knocked him where the paramedics had to come in?
Well, I don't think there was any paramedics.
No?
Let's watch it.
It was the TKO.
TKO.
Yeah, serious knockdown. He didn't go fully out, but it was enough to call it.
So a no mas.
Yeah.
I see. All right.
It's just one still picture that I saw where Aaron Carter's got his hands up to his face, just trying to block his head, and Lamar Odom's just is like pulling his arm back, just ready to just let one go right on him.
Bellio just showed me the highlights. Wow, he got his ass kicked. Wow. Oh, man. He took a left from Odom. That looked like the first round. Was that first round? He got knocked down twice?
Second.
He got knocked down in the first.
Oh, did he?
He got knocked out. That was round one, right? Yeah, it said round.
That was round one.
And then he got knocked out in the second round. Wow.
I wonder what kind of actual training these guys even attempt to do.
Yeah, they both probably enjoy partying. I can't imagine they're doing a Rocky with the eggs and running and you know, working out. But that's wild. That was a pretty cool fight. All right, McDonald's is in the news for a couple reasons. One, they had a data breach, and so they're worried about that. Plus, McDonald's had to shut down stores around the world because of the BTS meal. Yeah, there were so many kids lining up to get the McDonald's BTS meal that there was chaos. There were literally thousands of kids that showed up to get the BTS meal, which I believe, I've not seen it, but I think it's a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke. Is that the BTS meal?
I thought there was like some sauces or something like that, some Thai sauces that I seem to remember. Maybe there were some nuggets involved with it.
Yeah, McDonald's is on to something. You know, naming a meal after somebody, get 1,000 people in there. All right, here's the BTS meal. Let's see. McDonald's BTS meal. It's responsible for thousands of people flooding restaurants. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, it's 10-piece chicken nuggets. If each member of BTS gets one, who do you think gets the leftover nugget? Okay.
What?
And then Cajun sweetened sour or sweet chili sauce.
Yeah, there's two sauces that I think that's the differentiating thing for this whole meal. The Cajun sauce and the sweet chili sauce.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Crozier nailed it.
Man, I've got a daughter that likes it.
And then medium fries and a Coke. That's the BTS meal. Nuggets, sauce, fries, and a Coke.
I think that's what they're doing. And when they do these singers now, is they add one little element that's a new little thing for their meals.
Right. Plus, McDonald's was smart. They're selling merch.
Oh, yeah.
And for people that are, a little older than me, short for merchandise. and I guess they're selling out. They literally can't keep the BTS merchandise in stock. Thousands of kids line up. They all go into McDonald's and they buy everything out. Time to buy McDonald's stock. They're onto something. All right, we got to get out of here. Don't forget on Monday, Bill Handel's coming back. Bill Handel, 6 a.m. Monday. Gary and Shannon going back to 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday. It's going to be hot starting next week. We're live on KFI AM 640.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.